everyone, and welcome to another episode of True Stories of Good People, a podcast brought to you by GoFundMe. In each episode, we sit down with someone who's making a difference in other people's lives or has had their life changed by someone kind. Today, I am lucky enough to have two GoFundMe campaign organizers here to talk about a cause they find incredibly important: representation. It is deeply powerful for young people to see themselves represented in popular media, but the reality is that people of color, and especially women of color, are often not represented in the main roles. Some very important films have come out in the past couple of years with people of color leading the casts, and my guest today wanted to make sure that as many people as possible had access to see them. Please help me welcome them to the podcast and invite them to tell us why this cause matters so much. I'm here today in beautiful Jacksonville, Florida, with two amazing people, Tony and Taylor Richardson. They are an awesome daughter and mom duo who have run multiple GoFundMe campaigns for a wonderful cause, and in doing so, sparked an important conversation and showed people an impactful way to get involved. Tony and Taylor, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank How are you?
Doing well. I'd love to start by learning a bit more about the two of you. Tony, would you like to start and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Tony Richardson. I am the mom to Taylor Richardson, also known as Astronaut Starbright. Taylor has been, doing this STEM thing, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, since nine. And so I've kind of just been the mom behind it, or I guess people call me a momager, which is surreal because we're not a business. We literally just want to help people, and I basically am just trying to be her advocate, her champion, and just inspire her to dream big so that she can inspire others to dream big. So that's pretty much my role.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And Taylor, you are an incredible young woman for so many reasons. First of all, you're only 14 and you've accomplished so much. I would love if you could share a bit about yourself and especially your interests and the plans for your future career.
Well, I'm Taylor Richardson. I'm 14 years old. I am a STEM advocate for women and girls in STEM, which stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. I want to become an astronaut when I grow up, but also bring other girls to the STEM table. I like to be interested in space because it just makes me feel free and good about myself. And that's me.
That's awesome. How did you come up with your astronaut nickname? I love it.
When I was 9 years old, I went to space camp, and I was always staring up at the stars, and I was very intelligent for my age. So my counselor, my friends called me Astronaut Starbright, and that just kind of stuck for the rest of my life.
I love it. You gotta get up into space and be like, what's up from Astronaut Starbright in space? So how did you first discover your love of space and your desire to become an astronaut? Was it at space camp or before that?
The whole story was, I was at school and I was in the library looking for a book, and my librarian told me to read this one book, and it was about Dr. Mae Jemison and her autobiography. And she was the first African-American female astronaut to go into space. And after reading her book and seeing the same struggle she went through was the same thing I went through, I realized I wanted to be just like her and be an astronaut and go to space. So then I went to space camp, and after that I kind of just really pushed my dream through.
What was space camp like?
Oh, it was so much fun. I met a lot of cool people who were interested in the same things I was. We got to experience zero gravity. We trained like an astronaut. I know, it was really cool.
That's cool.
We ate astronaut food. We met cool people, and we learned about space history, which was all really fun.
Is freeze-dried ice cream good or no?
It is different, but it is really good.
Really?
It tastes different than regular ice
cream.
Yeah. Hard.
And what would you say your wildest astronaut dreams are? Do you have like a image of you like walking on the moon, going to Mars? What's your thing?
I want to be like 5 centimeters away from Mars and have like grape soda into my mouth, just like pouring it out.
That's awesome. Picture.
So that's like my dream following.
You're going to do it.
Yeah.
I know it.
It's going to be great.
That's awesome. So Taylor and Tony actually launched their first campaign for the cause we're going to talk about today all the way back in December 2016, and then another one about a year later. They both had different main subjects, but were both centered on the same cause: giving young girls, and particularly young girls of color, access to films where they are well represented on screen. Taylor and Tony raised almost $20,000 to send young girls in her area to see Hidden Figures, and then over $100,000 to send kids to see A Wrinkle in Time. To start, I'd love to pose this question to each of you. Why is representation in popular media so important? Tony, would you like to start?
Sure. I think representation is very important because Taylor is going to probably elaborate, but it's very important to be what you can see. But also it's very important to, if you can't be what you see, to figure out a way to engage, inspire, and empower girls to still live their dreams. And so for me as a mom, when Taylor came, well, let me go back a little bit. When Taylor read the book about Dr. Mae Jemison, and she said, oh, I want to be just like her, the first thing she said, she wanted to go to space camp. And I was like, as a single mom, it was very difficult. Once I saw the price, what are we going to do? And she's like, oh, it's this cool thing called GoFundMe. And so I was like, okay, let me research it and look it up. And it was a good outlet to try it, and it was very successful. And so that helped us to build her dream, because even at space camp, she was the only African-American female there out of 500 people. So even when GoFundMe helped us to raise that money to get back to go to space camp, I was very proud that when she came back, she wanted to do more campaigns to help girls get to space camp. And so even at the age of 9, as a mom, that inspired me, because her raising money to help herself inspired her to help others, and not just girls that look like her. I mean, today it's all kinds of girls. We have, you know, Black girls, white girls, people in China, people in Africa, people in Ireland, all over wanting to dream big and, you know, doing the hashtag representation matters. So as a parent, representation is very important, because kids need to see what they can be. They need to know that their possibilities are limitless.
I love that. What about you?
Well, I think representation is important, because I believe that if you cannot see yourself, you somehow believe that you are unimportant to society, which is how I felt before I read the Mae Jemison book. So I try to, like, instill in girls that their life matters and their feelings matter, and just how representation matters as a whole, and try to instill in them that confidence and encouragement is the key.
It's so important what you guys are doing. So Taylor, for anyone who hasn't seen it, could you briefly describe the plot of Hidden Figures?
It's about three amazing African-American women who help get John Glenn to space.
And what about A Wrinkle in Time, which, by the way, was my number one favorite book growing up. I love Meg was my hero.
It's basically about this girl who figures out herself by understanding she has flaws and embracing herself while also embracing other people.
Nice. So why was it so important to you that girls, and particularly girls of color, go see these movies in particular?
Because for A Wrinkle in Time especially, it was my first time seeing a Black girl in a science fiction film, and I feel like girls often are intimidated by the men in a STEM field career, or think they just aren't smart enough, so I try to just bring girls to see these types of movies. And for Hidden Figures, it was about three strong Black women represented in a positive way, so I wanted girls to see themselves instead of seeing themselves as just that girl who helps the guy or falling in love with the guy, to see themselves actually making a difference in the world.
And how about representation in STEM fields? Why do you think that's so important that we do better there?
Because I love STEM, and I feel like STEM is a perfect career for all people, not just girls, but just girls and boys and everyone. So I feel like it shouldn't just be narrowed down to one gender or one race. So that's why I try to spread that representation is important.
How do you think that we can achieve better representation in these fields?
Good question. I think just bring girls to the STEM table, let them know about STEM, educate them, encourage, and confidence is the key. Just giving them support, I think that's the best way to bring them to the table.
Awesome. Tony, what is it like for you to see your daughter having accomplished so much at such a young age? You must be so proud of her.
I am. I'm very proud of Taylor. She has been through so much. A lot of people see all the success, and as her mom, I've seen the flaws that she talks about, particularly in the movie Wrinkle in Time. And I've seen her go from this shy, timid girl who wasn't a strong reader, who got diagnosed with ADHD, who was bullied and retained. And so a lot of people don't know all those things. And so for me as a parent, as a mom, I am so proud of not just of those successes, but how she's handled what people will think those flaws and failures are. I mean, she took being bullied and ran her own anti-bullying campaign with local CEOs here. She took being diagnosed with ADHD and changed it to abundantly different, happily divine. She took from being the worst reader in second grade and being retained in second grade to repeating second grade and becoming the top reader all the way through to the point we are today.
That is amazing.
So it's just mind-blowing, and it's just very inspiring to me as a parent. I don't know at that age I would be able to handle all those flaws the way that she's handled them, and to still try to balance to be let her be a kid. So I'm very proud of her, and I'm extremely grateful for the support that the community has shown, GoFundMe has shown, and just what she does, just being herself and just knowing that if she can do it, anyone can do it.
I love it. Your campaigns actually ended up inspiring others to organize similar events. Frederick Joseph, who couldn't be here today, although we wish he could be, ended up launching a campaign to help kids from Harlem go see Black Panther, which sparked a nationwide trend called the Black Panther Challenge, where others launched campaigns for this cause in their cities across the country. And he actually ended up on the Ellen Show with Chadwick Boseman from the Black Panther. And Ellen actually paid to cover the entire event, which was amazing. How does it make you feel that you're sort of the one who inspired all of these challenges?
I'm just glad I inspired somebody to help other people. That's kind of like the main thing I want to get to, because I know when I was little, my grandma always had told me to give back and just help people. So I'm glad I'm inspiring others to give back to other people.
Now, it's almost impossible to cover all of the amazing things that have happened as a result of your campaigns, but we'll try. Mm-hmm. First of all, someone donated $50,000 to your campaign. Who was that?
Miss Oprah Winfrey.
What? How did that happen?
We met on Good Morning America, and she just came through the door, and she was like, I'm going to give you money to your campaign.
Oh, my gosh. So you actually met her in person?
Yeah, she's super tall, and she's really nice. She's just how she is on TV.
Wow, that's amazing. That wasn't the only celebrity donation, actually. Who else contributed?
Oh, gosh. So the first actual celebrity that donated was J.J. Abrams and his wife, Katie McGraw. And
that's huge.
I thought it was a prank. I literally reached out to GoFundMe. It was like, hey, is this real? And of course, they came back and said yes. And it was super amazing because we ended up meeting him at the world premiere in L.A., him and his wife. So we got an opportunity to say thank you. And sometimes we don't get an opportunity to do that. Like, we do updates and we thank people every day. But to actually meet someone face-to-face and say thank you and to let them know how much that donation meant, not just to us, but to the kids that we impact through these movie screenings, was just grateful. So J.J. Abrams, Chris Pine, who also plays the dad in A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, wow.
He actually, after J.J., and it's weird because, you know, him and Mr. Abrams worked together through Star Trek movies. So it was, like, surreal that they both donated. But, yeah, J.J. Abrams, Chris Pine, of course, after Chris Pine donated the $25, at that moment we had already raised close to $50, which is how Mrs. Winfrey ended up donating the additional $50. But also the little ones, like the every donation matters. And I think that's what the success of our campaigns have been, that it could be $1, it could be $5, or $50,000. The impact is still going to be the same. It's still going to bless someone else's life. And I think that's what touches us to continue to do these campaigns and inspire others to dream big.
So awesome. Didn't you actually get to meet Storm Reid, Taylor?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How'd that happen?
We met a lot of places. Where did we first meet?
The first one was at the LA premiere.
We met a lot of times.
Yeah. I feel like I see you guys tweeting back and forth all the time, too.
Yeah, she's amazing. I really like what she did in the movie and just how she helps in the community. So she's like a sister to me. So shout out to her.
That's awesome. So in addition to all that, you've also gotten so much incredible press from these campaigns that you've done. What are some of the most memorable ones that stick out in your mind? I know you were on the cover of a magazine twice, and Tony, you actually told me it kind of made history. What was that about?
Yes, Scholastic reached out to us after the Hidden Figures, and she made the cover of Scholastic Science World in September of last year. Being one of the first Black girl to be on that cover. And then less than 9 months, she just made the cover of Scholastic Super Science, which is the May-June edition of this year. So being the first person to actually be on two covers less than 9 months apart is, like, surreal. And To be, you know, here in Jacksonville, Florida, to do something like that is just amazing. But she also made the cover of Girls in Aviation, which is through a program, Women in Aviation. And so today, I think she's the only Black girl that's been on the cover of Girls in Aviation. They do have a Women in Aviation. So there's multiple African-American women on there. But to be the first African-American girl on Scholastic or Women of Aviation, that is just really surreal because we talk about representation matter. It matters to be represented in media. It matters that little girls, Black girls, see someone that looks like them on the cover of an aviation magazine. Taylor may not even be an aviator, but that may inspire another person to be an aviator. Or someone may not even like Scholastic, but now they have this Scholastic of a little Black girl opening up her space suit with NASA on the logo. It may inspire them to not become an astronaut, but it may inspire them to say, well, what does those initials mean?
And
what do I need to do to get that? So what I enjoy is seeing her doing things that inspire or that can just, you know, have a light bulb go off to make them think about what they could do, the possibility of that.
Taylor, are there any other moments from the past year that particularly stick out in your mind that make you just go, wow?
Well, it was for the Hidden Figures campaign. There's this little girl, her name is Savannah, and she came up to me, and she's always been supporting me till this day, and she always wanted to, I think I kind of changed her life, I guess you say, at a young age, because she came to me and she was like, I finally see people who look like me. I want to do this. I can now do this. And I got an email from this one girl. She was like, I got an A+ on my test.
Wow.
And it's just all these little girls coming up to me now believing in themselves. And I'm glad I made that impact on them.
That is so powerful. And that's why it is so important. That's amazing. All right, so in typical fashion for you two, you haven't stopped doing amazing things since those campaigns. You have a new campaign to tell us about, right?
Yes.
What do you guys do next?
Oh, gosh. So the first thing, Taylor, we didn't even talk about it, but she next month is going to an event called Inspire Fest, and that is in Dublin, Ireland, and it's the top 50 tech gurus
science,
in that area.
Science, tech, and arts, yep.
Yes, and she's actually the only Black young girl on the panel.
Really?
Is surreal. Like, I'm amazed. This is going to be our first international trip. And thanks to GoFundMe and supporters, we definitely got that covered. And now, due to the success of Wrinkle in Time and GoFundMe, we are now partnering with a little girl named Havana Edwards, who is also known as the Tiny Diplomat. She was the little girl who sat outside alone during the national school out.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like major, like it was all over the news and everything. And I believe she was born in Egypt. She speaks 6 languages.
Whoa.
She's 7 years old.
Whoa.
Like, she's like surreal. And her mom and I started talking, and we were just like, oh, wouldn't it be so cool to reach out to kids in Africa and do a Wrinkle in Time screening there. And so now, after the success of the first campaign, we are now raising money, just an additional $10,000 to get to Ghana and inspire girls there. It's an orphanage there, about 17, 25 girls that we want to just show them that they can dream big, inspire them to continue what they're doing. And as Taylor always said, you know, let them be the warrior that we already know they are. So we're currently working on that campaign to raise those additional funds to get to Ghana and to have them watch A Wrinkle in Time. And I believe what the book.
Bring the book.
Ooh, to.
Yeah, they can read.
So they can read, because literacy. Taylor has a campaign called Taylor's Take Flight with a Book. She can elaborate on.
How many campaigns do you guys have?
Well,
oh, gosh.
For my Taylor's Take Flight with a Book drive, I collect books and read to kids about STEM and especially about women of color, because I believe that representation is important. So I collect books and read to them in Title I schools, and that's what I do here locally.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
It's surreal. So I don't know what's next. I mean, right now we're working on the money to raise for Ghana, and then people always ask us, are we a business? Where is her foundation coming from? And I always joke and say, oh, just one more GoFundMe. So I think we're going to probably do one more GoFundMe. I better not say that, because I'm pretty sure there's going to be more to come.
But hey, we'd love to have you back.
we love the support. Like, I mean, I don't even know what to say. As a single mom who a daughter goes to a school that makes more than what she makes a year, to have this platform through GoFundMe from total strangers that want to help me help my child. It's just really surreal.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard. So just really grateful for GoFundMe for that.
Well, we're so grateful to know you. And I said this before we started recording, but you guys are like heroes to us. So
thank you.
It's so great to have you here. So are you two actually planning to travel to Ghana for the screening itself?
Yes.
Really? Have you been before?
No, this is my first international trip.
Wow.
So I'm excited.
That's exciting.
Trips?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ireland is in June.
Yeah.
And then, and this was something, Taylor's going to be 15 in July.
Happy early birthday. My birthday's in July, too.
Oh, okay. So it was surreal because Taylor was like, okay, Ellen, you know, her show turns 15. I'm turning 15. My birthday is July 15th. So, you know, let's just go to Ghana. And so she didn't want anything for her birthday. She wants to use her birthday. So we'll be there. And that's her birthday gift to, you know, watch a movie with 17, 25 girls to just see how that's going to impact them. You know, most kids want to, you know, a car.
Yeah.
Or they want, you know, crazy things. And she wants to use her birthday money to go to Ghana and just help other kids. So I'm breathing.
Of course she does.
Yeah, so that's surreal.
Well, we'll be sure to link to your new project on the podcast website so everybody can follow along for updates and see how the trip goes. So to wrap up, I'd actually love to leave everybody with a final thought from each of you. What is one thing that you hope our listeners take away from this conversation? Tony, would you like to start?
That people matter, that every day you can make a difference in someone's life, whether it's through just being kind or through a GoFundMe campaign. I mean, you can impact. And so no matter the age or the gender or the race, just know that you matter and that you can always help someone.
How about you, Taylor?
You're never too young to make a difference in the world. You can do anything as long as you work hard and put your mind to it, and you're amazing.
I would like to thank Taylor and Tony once again for being on the podcast today. Representation is so deeply important, and I'm honored that we were able to hear their perspectives on the subject in person and learn more about the amazing work they're doing to make even more of an impact in the world. You can find the link to Taylor and Tony's new campaign to screen A Wrinkle in Time in Ghana by visiting this episode's show notes on GoFundMe.com/podcast. And thank you for listening to True Stories of Good People, a podcast brought to you by GoFundMe. If you were inspired by today's story or any of our episodes, please rate, subscribe, and especially leave us a review. It helps more people find our podcast. We love to hear from listeners, so if you have any feedback, suggestions, or questions, you can write to us at podcast@GoFundMe.com. And lastly, for more True Stories of Good People content, you can follow us on Instagram at True Stories of Good People and on Twitter at TSGP Pod. We'll be back next time with more True Stories of Good People. Talk to you then!